Peter's self-exaltation and his fall. Looking unto Jesus, Peter walked securely, but as he glanced back toward his companions in the boat, his eyes were turned from the Savior. The waves rolled high and he was afraid. For a moment Christ was hidden from view, and his faith gave way. He began to sink. But while the billows talked with death, Peter lifted his eyes from the angry waters, and cried, "Lord, save me." Jesus grasped the outstretched hand, saying, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" Walking side by side, Peter's hand in that of his master, they stepped into the boat together. Peter was now subdued and silent. Through unbelief and self-exaltation he had nearly lost his life. When trouble comes, how often we look on the waves, instead of keeping our eyes on the Savior. The proud waters go over our souls. Jesus does not call us to follow him and then forsake us. "Fear not," he says. "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior." In this incident on the sea, Jesus desired to reveal to Peter that his safety was in constant dependence on divine power. Amid the storms of temptation, he could walk safely only as he should rely on the Savior. Where he thought himself strong, Peter was weak. Had he learned the lesson in that experience on the sea, he would not have failed when the great test came upon him. Day by day God instructs his children. By the circumstances of daily life he is preparing them to act their part upon that wider stage to which his providence has appointed them. We may now suppose that our feet stand secure, and that we shall never be moved. We may say with confidence, "Nothing can shake my faith in God and in his word." But Satan is planning to take advantage of our hereditary and cultivated defects. Only through realizing our own weakness and looking steadfastly to Jesus can we walk securely. No sooner had Jesus taken his place in the boat than the wind ceased, and immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. The disciples and others on board bowed at the feet of Jesus with thankful hearts, saying, "Of a truth thou art the Son of God."